Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, September 23rd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this afternoon, the Tony Awards are returning to Radio City Music Hall June 8th, 2025. This marks the first time that Broadway's biggest night is to be held at the venue since 2022, and the 21st time Radio City will play host in Tony history. The last two ceremonies were held at the United Palace in Washington Heights and the David H. Koch Theater at Lincoln Center. CBS will once again be the broadcast partner for next year's ceremony, the 78th annual edition. The event will air live from coast to coast from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern that evening. A host will be announced later in the current Broadway season. The Tony Awards are presented by the Broadway League and the American Theater Wing. Breaking casting news from this afternoon, the Stacked Company of the new play All In Comedy About Love just got even starrier. As previously announced, the limited run will feature a rotating cast of A-list names. The original company will star John Mulaney, Fred Armisen, Richard Kind, and Renee Elise Goldsberry. Goldsberry will depart on December 30th and will be replaced by Chloe Fineman from January 2nd through 12th. The other original cast members will also depart on the 12th. Replacing Mulaney, it was announced today, will be none other than Lin-Manuel Miranda from January 14th until the end of the run. Joining him will be Andrew Rannells from January 14th through 26th, Jimmy Fallon from January 28th through February 2nd, A.D. Bryant and Sam Richardson from January 14th through February 2nd, David Cross from February 4th through 9th, Tim Meadows from February 4th through 16th, and Hank Azaria from February 11th through 16th. All In is written by Simon Rich and directed by Alex Timbers. Previews begin December 11th at the Hudson Theater. Opening night has not been announced yet, but it will run through February 16th. The highly anticipated revival of Sunset Boulevard, beginning previews this weekend, has just announced its Russian lottery policies. Digital lottery, in-person rush, and digital rush tickets will all cost $45. The first lottery entries are now being accepted at LuckySeat.com. You must have a free account to participate. Per playbill, for weekday performances, entries will be accepted until 9:30 a.m. Eastern the day before the performance, with winners selected beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern and continuing throughout the day as needed. For weekend performances, entries will be accepted until 9:30 a.m. Eastern the Friday before, with winner selection following at 10 a.m. Eastern and continuing throughout the day. Winners will have a limited window in which to purchase and claim their tickets. Digital Rush opens on the TodayTix app at 9 a.m. the day of a performance. A limited number of seats are available on a first-come, first-served basis. In-person Rush is also offered the day of a performance at the St. James Theater box office when it opens at 10 a.m. from Monday to Saturday and 12 noon on Sundays. Tickets are first-come, first-served. Up to two Rush or lottery tickets can be purchased per person. After the show officially opens, a small number of standing room only seats will also be offered for $45 in the case of a sold out performance. Up to two tickets can be purchased per individual. Sunset Boulevard kicks off September 28th and officially opens on Broadway October 20th. And finally today, this Thursday, September 26th, Broadway will dim its lights for the late, great James Earl Jones, who passed away on September 9th at the age of 93. Each of the 41 theaters will go dark for exactly 1 minute at 6:45 p.m. in his memory. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.